感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Thank God that we are all in peace.
很高兴有机会跟我们大家一起来同守安息圣日。
I'm very glad for the opportunity to observe the Sabbath with everyone.
我们现在就靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理，互相勉励。
And so now we will borrow the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and mutually encourage us.
今天安息日想要跟大家来学习有关约瑟的故事。
And I would like to use a passage from the Bible to study the story of Joseph.
神对以色列人有一个永恒的计划。
God had an eternal plan for his chosen people.
所以神选召了亚伯拉罕以后，应许他三大福气。
The Israelites. So after he actually promised Abraham three great blessings.
要让他的祖孙很多，成为大国。
He wanted his descendants to be numerous and to become a great nation.
神要大大赐福给他跟他的后裔。
And he was going to greatly bless his descendants.
也要借着他的后裔，让世界上的人带来大福气。
And through them, the world would be blessed.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说要把迦南地赐给他跟他的祖孙做产业。
And so God said that he would give the land of Canaan as an inheritance.
但是这个不是马上实现。
But this was not to be immediate.
因为他们的后裔要聚集在别人的地方400年。
Because their descendants would live in another land for 400 years.
然后神再把他们带回到迦南地来。
After which the Lord would bring them back to
the land. 所以神就差遣约瑟到埃及去。
So God chose Joseph to go to Egypt.
我们来看诗篇105篇。
Let's look at Psalm 105.
诗篇105篇。
Psalm 105.
16节。
Verse
16. 105篇16节。
Psalm 105 verse 16.
他命饥荒降在那地上，将所倚靠的粮食全行断绝。17节。
17.
在他们以先打发一个人去，约瑟被卖为奴仆。18节。
18.
人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆拘。19节。
19.
神的话试炼他，则等到他所说的应验啊。二十节。
20.
王打发人把他解开，就是众治理众民的把他释放。二十一节。
21.
立他做王家的主，掌管他一切所有的。这里是谈到约瑟的故事。
This describes the story of Joseph.
我们知道神借着约瑟来完成一件非常伟大的事情。
We know that God utilized Joseph to accomplish a great task.
但是神也借着苦练他让约瑟成为一个信仰上的一个属灵的伟人。
But Joseph was also tested bitterly in order to become this great person.
所以约瑟的故事在圣经里面的篇幅相当长。
So actually, the chapters that describe his story are quite long.
创世纪50章里面几乎占了三分之一的篇幅。
Of the 50 chapters of Genesis, he actually stands about a third of the chapters.
所以是一般的文学家大家公认最美的一个短篇故事。
So most scholars actually describe his story as one of the most beautiful short stories.
其实从耶稣的遭遇我们可以学习到很多宝贵的道理。
And from Joseph's experience, we can learn many precious teachings.
有时候我们对神的旨意常常不太明白。
Sometimes we don't understand God's will.
就像耶稣的遭遇一样。
Just like Joseph's experiences.
他是父亲所爱的。
He was the most beloved of his father.
但是却被哥哥嫉妒把他卖掉。
But he was also envied by his
brothers. 虽然神也是爱他的。
And so they sold him. And even though God loved him.
但是却让他经历了很多的痛苦。
God allowed him to go through so many sufferings.
不过最终有一个美好的结局。
But at the very end, there was a beautiful conclusion.
所以传道书里面告诉我们。
In Ecclesiastes
说这个事情的终局啊，强过事情的起头。
Teaches us that the end of a matter is better than greater than the beginning.
所以在我们人生的过程当中啊，有时候顺利，有时候逆境。
So in our journey of life, sometimes we go through, good times and sometimes we.
啊，但是那个不是最重要的。
Bad times, but it's not the most important.
啊，最重要的就是看到人生最后的结局。
The most important thing is to see the conclusion of your life.
所以我们今天就来谈约瑟的故事。
And so today we will study the story of Joseph.
早上我们来学习约瑟的苦难。
In the morning we will study the misery of Joseph.
啊，下午我们来谈约瑟的昌盛。
And in the afternoon, we will study Joseph's prosperity.
我们先来看创世纪三十七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各的聚列如下：约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾庇拉西帕的儿子们藏在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。第三节。
Verse 3.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老所生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。第四节。
Verse 4.
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。那这里是谈到这个约瑟的童年呢、啊。
Here describes Joseph's childhood.
啊，他是一个在苦境当中成长的少年。
He was a young man that thrived, that lived in a very adverse environment.
因为约瑟的妈妈在他很小的时候就过世了。
Because his mother passed away at a young age.
所以他是在孤苦当中啊成长。
So he grew up in a period of loneliness.
他上面有十个同父异母的哥哥。
Above him were 10 stepbrothers.
有一个姐姐，他底下还有一个弟弟。
He also had an elder sister and a younger brother.
啊，虽然他们生活在一起，但是他常常受到这个哥哥的欺负。
And even though they were often together, he was often bullied by his older brothers.
所以他是在一个苦难的环境当中成长。
And so he grew up in a very difficult
environment. 但是神借这个环境来造就他，有一个非常美好的人格。
But God used this environment to shape him to have a great
character. 也成为神所重用的器皿。
And to make him into a great vessel used by God.
这里讲到约瑟十几岁的时候，就跟他哥哥们一起牧羊。
It says here that when he was 17, he often shepherded the flocks.
我们知道这个牧羊的工作啊，相当辛苦。
We know that the work of shepherding is difficult.
雅各曾经为他的舅舅牧羊二十年。
Jacob also served as shepherd for his uncle for 20 years.
他对他的舅舅说啊，我为着牧羊你的羊啊，啊白天受尽干热，晚上啊受尽寒霜。
And Jacob said that for shepherding your flock, I have suffered heat in the day and frost in the night.
常常晚上都没有办法好好的睡觉。
And oftentimes I am unable to sleep well at night.
大卫说他在牧羊的时候。
And he said when he was shepherding.
啊，常常遇到狮子熊跑出来。
He even met with wild beasts like
lions. 啊，就要把羊啊咬着就要咬走了。
Because these beasts would try to take a.
那所以他要冒着生命啊去跟这个狮子熊啊。啊，打斗啊，然后把羊救出来。
So he would have to fight these lions and bears and try to rescue the lamb.
所以牧羊的工作在当地啊是相当辛苦的工作。
So the work of shepherding at that time was very difficult.
啊，那是约瑟虽然十几岁的少年人。
But even though he was just 17,
他就跟他的哥哥们呐 同样啊做牧羊的工作。
He also accompanied his brothers in shepherding.
所以圣经里面说啊，少年负轭啊，原来是好的。
So the Bible says it is good for a man to take his yoke when he is young.
有的父母亲疼爱孩子，不舍不得让他们做一点家事。
And so there are some parents that are unwilling to allow their children to do
chores. 其实这样对他们没有真正的帮助。
But actually, this is not beneficial for them.
如果说小孩子从小的时候让他们做一点家事，
If starting from their young age, they can do chores.
可以栽培他们工作的能力。
You can build up their working character.
也可以栽培他们的责任感。
As well as their sense of responsibility.
所以我们在教会里面有时候有一些活动也训练孩子做一些简单的工作。
And when there are events at church, you can also train the children to take on some small tasks.
因为圣经里面说，你在小事上忠心在大事上才会忠心。
Because the Bible also says that he who is faithful in what is least is also faithful in much.
所以从小的时候给他们一点工作对他们是有帮助的。
And so if you give a child work from his young age, it will be beneficial to them.
这里谈到说约瑟从小的时候父亲就特别爱他。
And it says here that when he was young, Israel loved Joseph.
当然有一些原因。
All his children, there were reasons.
因为约瑟的妈妈是雅各所爱的。
Because his mother was the one that Jacob loved most.
而且约瑟的妈妈很小当约瑟很小的时候就离世了。
And she passed away when Joseph was just a child.
这个约瑟从小就很乖很听话。
And so when he was young, he was very obedient.
圣经里面说他跟他的一些哥哥们兄弟们完全不一样的一个人。
And he was very different from his brothers.
所以特别蒙到父亲的爱。
And so he was especially loved by his father.
所以父亲就给他做一件彩衣。
And so his father made him a tunic of many colors.
但是看在哥哥们的眼中
But in his brother's eyes.
为什么只有这个弟弟他有彩衣？
Why is it that only this one brother
为什么我们都没有
has this tunic and none of us do?
所以他们认为说爸爸只爱约瑟，爸爸不爱我们。
And so they felt that their father only loved Joseph and did not
love them. 所以引起他们在心灵上的不平衡。
And so this caused them unrest in their hearts.
所以他们就嫉妒约瑟不跟他讲和睦的话。
And they were jealous of him and were unable to speak peaceably to him.
所以当然我们有时候做父母亲的在对待我们的儿女。
And so when we as parents treat our children,
虽然我们都说我们对我们的儿女都是公平对待。
Even though we all say that we treat them all fairly.
但是真的有时候手指头五个伸出来也不是一样的长。
But sometimes when we reach out with our fingers, they are not all of equal
length. 往往我们对儿女的对待有一些不一样的地方。
And there will be some differences in our treatment.
所以有的人说爸爸都会疼大儿子。
And some people say that the fathers often love
妈妈会比较疼小儿子。
The eldest son and the mothers dote on the
youngest son. 当然这个不是绝对的。
And this is not all absolute.
不过常常父母亲在对待孩子当中有时候都有一些不太一样的地方。
But when the parents treat their children, they often
have differences. 事实上小孩子都看在眼里。
But, and actually the children all take it to heart.
所以如果说父母亲没有力求公平，有时候在他们的心灵上就会造成一种不平衡。
And so when they see this impartiality, they will feel unrest in
the heart. 尤其雅各主给约瑟一件彩衣。
And especially because Joseph was given this tunic of many colors.
其他的兄弟都没有。
And this was something that none of the other brothers had.
所以在他哥哥们认为说爸爸不爱我们，只爱弟弟。
And so the brothers felt that Jacob only loved
而且这些哥哥们有时候他们常常会做一些不好的事情。
And sometimes these brothers would do bad things.
约瑟本身生理很正直。
Because Joseph had a very righteous
heart. 他对是非善恶非常清楚。
And he clearly discerned between right and wrong.
所以当哥哥做坏事的时候他就把这些事情报告给父亲。
So he would bring these bad reports to his father.
当然他不是不爱他的哥哥。
Of his brothers, and it's not
而是觉得说哥哥们做这些恶事对他们没有帮助。
It's not that he did not like his brothers, but rather because he felt that this bad.
所以他是希望说爸爸能够教导他们，让哥哥们不要继续的学坏。
needed to be corrected, so he would hope that his father would correct their behavior.
啊，但是哥哥们却更加的恨他。
But because of this, his brothers hated him even more.
啊，所以在这个哥哥跟他之间啊，就造成一些矛盾。
And so between them, there was this discord.
啊，不过我们看到说啊，神借着两个梦啊，就把约瑟未来要遭遇的事情啊，就启示他。
But God revealed the things that Joseph would encounter.
我们看37章的第五节。
In two different dreams, let us look at Genesis chapter.
创世纪37章第五节。
37:5.
说约瑟做了一个梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。第六节。
6.
约瑟对他们说：“请听我所做的梦。”第七节。
Seven.
我们在田里捆薄酱，我的捆起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。第八节。
Eight.
他的哥哥们回答说：“难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？”他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。第九节。后来他又做了一个梦，也告诉他哥哥们说，看啊，我又做了一个梦啊，梦见太阳、月亮与11个星向我下拜。第十节。约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和他哥哥们，他父亲就责备他说，你做的是什么梦啊？难道我和你母亲、你弟兄果然要来俯伏在地向你下拜吗？十一节。他哥哥们都嫉妒他，他父亲啊，却把这个话存在心里。这里讲到说约瑟做了两个梦。
He records that Joseph had two dreams.
我们知道这个梦啊，如果是出于神的啊，他有讲解。
We know that dreams from God have interpretations.
啊，而且会应验。
And they will be fulfilled.
所以有时候神借着梦啊，啊，把要人受的教训啊，放在人的心中。
And so sometimes he wants to put his teachings inside people's hearts.
因为人的一生啊，都在神的手里。
Because a person's entire life is in the hand of
God. 所以神可以从现在指明一个人未来所要遭遇到的事情。
And he can show a man what will happen in his future.
所以借着这两个梦啊，已经很清楚主事啊，约瑟将来啊，啊，要成大事。
Through these two dreams, he clearly revealed that Joseph in the future would do great things.
一个梦说啊，他跟兄弟在田野里面捆禾架。
In one dream, they were binding sheaves in the field.
啊，他的禾架就立起来，哥哥的禾架就啊，匍匐在地来向他下拜。
And Joseph's sheaf rose and stood upright, and all the brothers' sheaves.
啊，另外说有太阳、月亮跟11个星星啊，啊，跟他下拜。
Bowed down to his sheaf, and there was another dream where the sun, moon, and stars bowed down to him.
说父亲就把这个梦啊。啊，放在心里。
And so his father put this dream in his heart.
因为他觉得说啊，这个应该是从神来的梦。
Because he realized that this must be a dream from God.
啊，但是哥哥们就很不高兴啊。
But of course his brothers then were more.
说难道你真要做我们的王来管辖我们吗？
And they said, indeed, shall you indeed reign over us?
啊，但是神借这个两个梦，要显明啊，神要在。约瑟身上所显出的作为。
But through these two dreams, God revealed what he would do to him.
啊，真的，后来这两个梦都应验在约瑟的身上。
And truly, these two dreams were eventually fulfilled in his life.
有一次，雅各就对约瑟说啊。
And there was a time when Jacob said,
你的哥哥们在野地里面牧羊。
Are your brothers not feeding the flock?
啊，他们不晓得平安不平安。
I don't know if it is well with them.
啊，所以你带的一些东西啊，去探望哥哥们。
So go and bring these things and see if they are
well. 啊，然后看看他们平安不平安，再回来向我报告。
And after you check, then come back and bring word to me.
从这里我们看到说啊， 雅各其实不是不爱他的其他的孩子。
And here you can see that Jacob does not necessarily not love.
因为既然这些孩子都是他所生的。
Because they are all his flesh and blood.
啊，每一个孩子他都疼爱。
He loves every son.
啊，那是在儿子啊，没有办法真正去体会到父亲的爱。
But these sons were unable to experience.
啊，所以他就觉得说父亲不爱他们。
So they felt that they were unloved.
啊，但是事实上啊。孩子在外面，他们平安不平安啊？父亲还是常常会挂心呢、啊。
But when they were out in Shechem and feeding the flock, of course, Jacob was very concerned about them.
啊，约瑟也是很爱他的哥哥们的。
And Joseph too loved his brothers.
所以爸爸说、啊：“你去探望看看哥哥平安不平安。”
So when he said, when his father asked him to check whether they were well,、
啊、他就马上就出发了。
He immediately went out.
啊、出去以后啊，说米拿路 啊，因为从这个希伯伦要到示剑是相当长一段时间呐、
啊。And after he went out, he actually got lost, and because there was quite a distance to Shechem.
啊，在路上迷路了，找不到他哥哥。
And so when he was trying to find them, he got lost.
啊，所以他就问人家说：“你们有没有看到一些人啊，在牧羊？”
So he asked the people there, "I'm seeking my brothers. Have you seen them shepherding?"
啊，有人说啊，你的哥哥们啊，他们已经搬到别的地方去了。
And the person said, "I have heard them say they will depart to Dothan."
啊，他又急着赶路啊，为着要赶快找他的哥哥们。
So he rushed to find them in Dothan.
啊，所以耶稣本身啊，他是一直啊想要见到他哥哥们啊，期待跟他们见面。看看他们平安不平安。
So Joseph was actually anxious to find his brothers and to see if they were.
啊，那是他们哥哥们呐、啊，啊，他们却心里在盘算。
But his brothers actually still hated him in their.
啊，看到耶稣远远的来了。
When they saw him afar off.
他们就说啊，那个做梦的来了。
They said, "Look, this dreamer is coming."
好、啊，我们现在来。商量一下，我们怎么来把他害死，把他杀掉。
And they discussed how they could kill him.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，他哥哥跟他的想法完全不一样。
So you could see that the thinking of his brothers and Joseph were very
different. 弟弟急着要来看望他们，但是哥哥却想要把他们杀掉。
Joseph was anxious to find his brothers, but the brothers were anxious to kill him.
所以圣经里面讲到这个嫉妒啊，非常的残忍。
And so you can, this is why envy is very devastating.
因为这个嫉妒心啊，让人心里不平衡。
Because this jealousy causes your heart to feel.
啊，就想尽办法要把对方啊，把他杀掉。
Unfairness, and so you feel that you want to kill somebody.
啊，这个大哥刘辩就说啊，他是我们的弟弟哦，我们把他杀掉不好。
But when the eldest Reuben heard it, he said, "Let us not kill him."
所以他就建议说，那里有一个坑洞，啊，里面没有水，说我们就把它放在里面好了。
Why don't we just put him in this pit?
因为他的意思是想，大家不注意的时候，我就偷偷的把它放掉，让他偷跑回去。
Because his idea was that when nobody was looking, he would come back and rescue him from the pit.
啊，结果他们就同意，就先把约瑟就。来了，没有把他杀害，就把他放在那个坑洞里面。
And so they agreed to put him in this dry pit.
后来刚好有一对商人从那边经过。
And there happened to be a company of merchants passing.
犹大就建议说啊，我们不要杀害我们的弟弟，不要流他的血。
And so Judah proposed that there's no profit if we kill our brother.
我们干脆把他卖掉好了。
Why don't we at least profit?
啊，结果他们就用20块钱呢、啊，啊，就把约瑟就卖掉了。
And so he was sold as a slave for 20 shekels.
啊，约瑟才十几岁啊，要被卖的时候，那个时候他是很痛苦啊。
He was still just a teenager, so he felt.
说他一直的哀哭啊，恳求他的哥哥。但是他的哥哥们啊，心就忍住啊，啊不听他的哀求。
And so he cried out in anguish, but his brothers would not listen.
我们看到说啊，耶稣那个时候啊，真的相当苦。
And you can really feel that his
他哥哥啊，没有办法啊放过他。
His brothers were unable to
啊，再大声的呼求啊，爸爸都听不见。
No matter how greatly he cried, his father.
同样的，神也连一句话都没有答应他。
And God did not answer any of his cries.
他就这样就被带到埃及去了。
And so like this, he was taken to Egypt.
啊，他的哥哥们呐，他想说，我们怎么做向爸爸交代？
And so they felt that they had to give an account to their father.
所以他们就把那个耶稣的衣服啊，那一件彩衣就把它脱下来，把它撕破。
And so they took apart the tunic of many colors.
然后杀了一只羊。
And they killed a goat.
啊，把羊的血啊沾在这个衣服上。
And they dipped the tunic in the blood.
啊，带回去给他的爸爸说。你看看这是不是你儿子的衣服啊
？They brought it back to their father and said, "Do you know if this is your son's tunic?"
所以我们看到说他哥哥们啊，那一种嫉妒心啊，让他一点亲情都没有。
And so you can see that they had already been so jealous they lost their conscience.
说你看看这是不是你儿子的衣服
？They asked him, "Do you recognize this as your son's?"
啊，雅各当然一看呢，就受不了了。
Of course, he saw it and recognized it.
说真的，就是我的儿子的衣服啊。
And he said, "It is my son's."
啊，他一定是被野兽吃掉了。
He must have been devoured by wild beasts.
啊，不然怎么这个衣服啊又有血啊，整个衣服都被撕破了。
Otherwise, why would this tunic be torn to pieces with blood?
啊，所以那个时候雅各可能心里很挫折。
And so maybe at that time Jacob was very.
十个大孩子啊，他们在一起牧羊。
There were 10 grown men out in.
啊，我怎么会叫一个小儿子去探望他们？
Shepherding, how could I have asked this teenage boy to
go? 我都没有想到这个小儿子的他的安危啊。
And I did not even consider my younger son.
所以他要想到说这个儿子啊一定被野兽吃掉了。
And so he thought he must have been.
所以一直很痛心啊，非常的懊悔。
Devoured by wild beasts, and so he was.
啊，说没有办法受安慰。
In great mourning for many days, and
啊，这个是父亲的一种心肠哈。
And so this is the heart of a father.
后来耶稣就被带到那个埃及去。
And then he was taken to Egypt.
啊，说法老一个侍卫长啊，啊就从人的手里啊把他买下来。
And so a captain of the guard, Potiphar bought him.
啊，所以耶稣就开始在这个法老法老的侍卫长的家啊，当起奴仆。
And so began Joseph's time as a slave under the house of Potiphar.
啊，虽然他不知道他为什么会有这样的遭遇。
Even though he did not understand why he met these.
而且在一个举目无亲的地方啊，做奴仆。
And he was taken into as a slave in this foreign land.
但是我们看到说啊，这个约瑟还是敬畏神。
But we still saw that he.
啊，虽然在一个逆境当中啊，神却跟他同在。
He feared God even in this remote area.
啊，他对主人呢相当的忠心。
And we saw that God still abided with him.
啊，所以主人交代他的事情，他都做得非常的好。
That he acted very loyally to his master.
所以主人就把他全家的事情啊就交托他来管理。
And so this master even allowed him to be in charge of all things.
啊，所以耶稣就从一个奴仆啊，升为这个波提法的家里的管家。
And so from a slave, Joseph arose to become the master of the house of Potiphar.
他说，耶稣进到了这个波提法的家以后。
And so after Joseph entered into his.
说神就随着他的脚步祝福这个主人的家庭。
His master saw that God was with him and blessed.
不只是他家里，就是他田园的神都祝福很多给他。
Even in the fields, God blessed him.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们一个基督徒要成为别人蒙福的管道。
And so the Bible tells us that we must be blessings to others in their lives.
好像雅各也是一样，到舅舅家的时候啊，神就随着脚步祝福他舅舅的家。
Just like Jacob, brought blessings into Laban's house.
保罗说，我们脚啊要带着平安的福音。
And the Bible also tells us that our feet must be the gospel.
啊，像鞋一样穿在我们的脚上。
Must wear the sandals of the gospel of peace.
啊，让我们无论走到哪里。
So that regardless of where we go,
啊，都能够把神的恩典啊带到那里。
We may bring God's grace there.
啊，让我们周围的人啊都能够蒙受福气。
So that all the people around us may enjoy God's blessing.
所以我们要成为啊别人蒙福的一个管道。
So we must be a channel of blessing for others.
好像约瑟一样。
Just as Joseph was.
啊，约瑟非常的忠心来 管理主人的家。
And he very faithfully watched over Potiphar's house.
啊，但是我们知道啊，神所爱的一个人，魔鬼也想要得到他。
But we know that whoever God watches over is one that the devil also watches.
啊，所以魔鬼就借着方法要来试探引诱他。
And so the devil began to think of schemes to try to.
啊，所以就这个主人的妻子啊。他就常常跟那个耶稣说啊，要跟他一起做坏事。
So the master's wife often cast longing eyes on Joseph.
他有时候常常讲啊，常常引诱他。
And she would often try to seduce him and tempt him with words.
啊，但是我们看到说，耶稣才十几岁的青年啊，但是他却有敬畏神的心。
Even though he was a teenager, he still had the fear of and reverence
of God. 他知道说啊。神无处不在，神都在监察。
He knew that God knows all things.
我们人所做的事情啊，虽然人不知道，但是神没有一件不知道的。
Even if no other man would know it, how could he do this thing against God?
所以他说，我怎么可以做这种大恶来得罪神？
Because God sees all things.
他非常坚决的来拒绝主人的妻子。
And so he very firmly rejected her advances.
他说这个主人、啊、常常缠着他，所以他就不听从他。
But she spoke to Joseph day by day, but he
他也不跟他在一起。
He did not want to lie with
her. 他设法逃避他。
And so he fled.
那就是约瑟啊，怎么来拒绝这个罪恶
？This was how he tried to reject her.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，我们一定要用最大的力量来对付罪恶。
And this is how we should try to reject and flee from
sin. 尤其碰到那个试探的时候，我们不要坠入那个试探的陷阱里面。
Let us not fall into the trap of temptation.
所以马太福音里面说啊，如果你的眼睛让你跌倒，你就把眼睛挖出来。
So in Matthew it says that if your eye causes you to
如果你的手让你跌倒，你就把手砍掉。
To sin, you must gouge it out.
啊，这不是叫我们真的把我们的眼睛挖掉，把我们的手砍掉。
This isn't to say that we have to really gouge out our eyes and amputate our arms.
而是叫我们要百分不知百绝对的啊来对付罪恶。
But rather, we must firmly with 100%
啊，不要让一个肢体来引诱你，让你犯罪啊，全身下在地狱里面。
And not allow us to fall because of into hell because of a small matter.
所以我们对这种罪恶试探引诱啊，是绝对不妥协的。
So we must make no compromise to sin and temptation.
好像但以理的三个朋友一样。
Just as Daniel's three friends.
对王说啊，王啊，我们不宜再回答你。
The three friends said, "We will not answer to you."
我们绝对不会拜你的金像。
We will not worship your image.
我们知道我们的神会把我们从烈火当中救出来。
Because we know that our God will rescue us from.
就是我们的神没有把我们救出来，我们活活被烧死，我们也不会拜你的金像。
And even if we are not rescued from the flames, we refuse to worship your idol.
啊，这是选民啊，坚定的立场啊。
This was the firm.Stance of God's people.
啊，面对这个试探引诱啊，啊，绝对不妥协。
To make no compromise in dealing with temptation and sin.
啊，虽然这个耶稣啊，竭力的拒绝。
And even though Joseph firmly.
但是有一次啊，刚好他进到房间里面啊，办事情。
One time when he was in the house doing work.
那这个主人的太太发现是一个机会，就把他抓住。
This master's wife found an opportunity, so she caught him by his garment.
要跟他一起同情啊，要做坏事。
And she said, "Lie with me."
结果耶稣就衣服被抓住了，他就衣服让他拿去就跑掉了。
But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside.
啊，这个主人的太太就大叫了，很多仆人都出来了。
And so, then she cried out and called many servants into.
他就说啊，他的主人带回来一个希伯来的孩子，爱要来侮辱他。
And she said, "See, he has brought in to us a Hebrew to mock us."
事实上是他要引诱耶稣，结果耶稣不从，所以耶稣逃走了。
Actually, the truth was that she was trying to seduce Joseph.
但是耶稣的衣服啊，在主人太太的手上。
But his tunic, his garment was in her hands.
啊，结果当主人回来的时候，那些仆人说：“是啊，就是这样。”
And so. So when the master came back home, they had to agree that this was.
所以耶稣就被冤枉，被下在监狱里面。
And so Joseph was falsely accused and thrown in.
所以我们看到这个 一而再再而三的不幸的消息、啊、一直临到他的身上。
And so you can see that misfortune after misfortune came upon Joseph.
人常常、啊、遇到这样的事情、啊、
Sometimes,
有时候会对神产生怀疑。
Sometimes when we meet these circumstances in life, we begin to
doubt God. 为什么我这样说道理、啊、却不幸的遭遇一直不断的临到我身上。
Why is it that I hold the word of God so fast to my heart?
啊，连到神都没有在看吗？
And yet misfortune after misfortune.
难道神是真实的公义的神吗？
Is God not watching? Is he not?
很多人都会对神的作为啊产生怀疑。
And so from this, many people will begin to doubt God.
我们看马拉基书。
Let us look at the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第二章。马拉基书二章
Malachi chapter 2
17节
verse 17
二章17节
Malachi chapter 2 verse 17
说你们用言语反锁神你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢因为你们说啊，凡行恶的神眼看为善并且他喜悦他们或说公义的神在哪里呢再看第三节
verse
3第三章十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13。
马拉基书三章十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13。
神说啊，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞你呢？十四节。你们说啊，侍奉神的是枉然的，遵守神吩咐在神的面前呐、啊，苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢？十五节。
15.
如今、啊、我们称狂妄的人有福了并且行恶的人得建立他们虽然试探神却得脱离灾祸、啊、这是世人、啊、常常看到一些、啊、世间、啊、不公平的事情所以心里就怀恨不平
This is how men feel when they see unfair things and they feel unfairness
因为我们常常的观念就是说一个做好事的人、啊、一定有好的报应
because when we see a good person we feel that they must be
一个做坏事的人一定有不好的结果
and when we see somebody do bad things they must be punished
啊，这是我们常人一般的观念
this is the thinking of a normal person
我们事实上看到、啊、有的人行好事的但是他的过程当中、啊、有时候不见得也是很顺利啊
But then we see some good people who then suffer terrible things.
啊，有的人做了很多恶事啊，啊，你看他也没有什么不好的结果啊。
And then we see bad people who are not punished at all for.
所以很多人就说啊，这是什么世界啊？这个世界怎么这么不公平啊
？So then men will think, how unfair is this world?
啊，所以有的人就埋怨神呐、啊。
So then they begin to complain against God.
说神啊是。不是一个公义的神。
They find that God is not a just God.
说行恶的人啊，神喜欢。
Because those who are sinners are blessed.
啊，行义的人啊，反而不得不到神的喜悦。
And the righteous are not pleased by God.
所以他们说啊，我们这样苦苦斋戒、苦苦的灵修有什么用呢
？So they find that what good is it if we serve God?
你看那些恶人啊，他们凡事亨通啊，也没有遇到什么灾难啊。
Because we see how the proud are blessed and the wicked are raised up.
但事实上啊，我们不要看一个过程，我们要看结局。
But we must not look at the journey, we must look at the destination.
但是我们知道说啊，我们基督徒所遭遇的一切事情啊，啊都是出于神。
We know that all things a Christian meets are from God.
啊，所以我们应当啊，默然的等候神。
And so silently we wait on his.
我们对神啊，不要失落信心。
On his timing, and we do not lose hope.
传道书第七章里面说。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
神把两件事情摆在我们的面前。
God places two things before us.
啊，有时候遇到顺利平安的环境。
Sometimes we meet good and good times.
啊，有时候也会遇到逆境挫折的环境。
And sometimes we also meet trouble.
啊，让我们知道说，我们自己的命运不是掌握在我们自己的手里面。
But we know that our fate is not in our hands.
是掌握在神的手里。
It is within the control of God.
所以当我们遇到平安顺利的环境，我们就感谢歌颂神。
And so when we meet these happy times and
啊，遇到不顺利的环境啊，啊，那我们就啊。祷告神、啊、求神让我们明白神为什么让我们有这样的遭遇。
We praise God, and when we meet these adverse circumstances, we pray to God for understanding of why these.
不是说一个基督徒的凡事都一都是亨通顺利的。
Why the trials have come upon us? Because a Christian's life is not to be all smooth.
所以有时候神也会把艰难当作饼，当作水来教训他的百姓。
And so God also gives the bread of affliction to His people.
因为神借着苦难当作老师来教导你。
To teach His people.
啊，所以我们受苦难，说是对我们有益处的。
And so having these adverse situations is actually beneficial to us.
啊，让我们能够结出啊美好的果子来。
In order for us to bear wonderful
fruit. 而且我们知道说啊，神所让我们遇到的苦难呢，不会超过我们能够承担的。
And we also know that God will not give us anything beyond what we can bear.
而且在我们受患难的时候，神会为我们开出一条出路来，啊，让我们能够忍受得住。
Because he will give us a way out of temptation when we cannot bear it.
啊，所以啊，说凡事互相效力。
And so we must, in all things.
啊，不管是啊顺利的环境、逆境也好。
Regardless of whether it is a good time.
啊，对一个敬畏神的义人啊，都是有帮助的。
For somebody who is a righteous person who obeys God, it is all good.
因为神所存的不是降灾祸的意念。
Because he,
不是降灾祸的意念。
Because he is not trying to,
而是赐平安的意念。
His will is not to just give.
啊，当我们啊遇到患难以后，神要把我们带到更美、更平安的境界。
Give woe and terror, but rather to give us blessing.
啊，所以我们既然知道说这一切都是出于神。
And so we know that all things come from God.
啊，所以我们只有默然的等候神。
And so we can only silently wait on Him.
好，我们今天早上就谈到这里。
And this concludes our sermon.
我们来唱诗442首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 442.
现在一起来祷告。
Now we are going to pray together.
好，我们求主耶稣啊，牵走我们的手，让我们在天国的道路上啊，能够步步的向前行。
We ask God to hold our hands and lead us to the direction of the
kingdom. 让我们不论遇到什么样的环境，都有主的恩常常跟我们同在。
And that no matter what we face, we always have God's grace with us.
让我们能够亨通凡事顺利。
So that we can be, it can be well with us in all things.
我们也为身体欠安、灵性软弱的弟兄姊妹用爱心帮助祷告。
And we also pray for those of us who are weak and
求主耶稣特别看顾保守。
And in body or spirit, and we ask God to
为着教会圣工的发展祷告。
Watch over them, and we also pray for the holy work.
我们现在一起跪下来，同心感谢祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.